Good morning. I thank all of you for coming, and I welcome all of you here in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And Savannah and Joe, if you are watching, I love you and I miss you. I was a little apprehensive this morning about the message that God has asked me to bring forth. But I see from the scriptures that were read and the songs that were sung that this is what he wants done this morning. So I ask that all of you please turn off your cell phones and put away any other electronic devices that you may have, because we have a message. This morning I'm going to relay to you two dreams that God has given me. Some of you have heard them before, some of you haven't, but God has also given me scriptures, a message that goes with the dream, and it's for all of us, not just me. The first dream that I'm going to relay to you happened several years ago. This was before I was called to be a minister. And in this dream, my wife, my two daughters, and myself were in a car. And we were traveling down a road. And it was fall. It was autumn. That time of the year when the leaves are falling off the trees. Most of them were gone in the dream. And it was evening. And the sky was beautiful. It was, I don't know if any of you saw the sunset, about a week ago, but the sky looked like it was on fire. It was so pretty. It was, I took pictures. I just, you know, I had to go and get Aunt Halita out of her mom's house and have her come and look, because it was gorgeous. And it was like it was on fire. But that's the way it was in my dream. And it was everywhere. The whole sky was ablaze. And as we're driving in this car, I look off to the left, and there's a fence row and some trees in the fence row, but there was thousands and thousands of geese standing there on the ground. And as I looked, I said, "Man, look at all those geese, girls." And when I said that, all the geese flew up into the air. And they flew up above the trees to where you could see them outlined in the sky. And when they did that, they formed into words. And it was one word right after the other, all the way down as far as you could see. And I looked in my mirror, and same thing all the way behind me as far as you could see. Each word was written in a different language, but it was all the same word. It was Jesus Christ. It was Yahweh. Jesucristo. In every language. I couldn't read them all, but I was led to understand they were all the same word. Every tongue on the earth proclaiming to the skies that Jesus Christ was our Lord and Savior. It was beautiful. My wife and my children were with me. Yesterday I turned 50 years old. I'm halfway to where Graham has almost gotten. I don't know if God is going to allow me to get that far or not. It's up to him. But I do understand what he wants me to do. As do most of you. If you would turn to Isaiah, the 45th chapter of Isaiah, and I'm going to start in the 18th verse. We're going to read four different places today that say the same thing. And we're going to have one more dream related to us that will explain what he expects. Starting at the 18th verse of the 45th chapter of Isaiah. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I have not spoken in secret, in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come. Draw near together, ye that are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image, and pray unto a God that cannot save. Tell ye and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Surely shall one say in the Lord, I have righteousness and strength. Even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. And in the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified and shall glory. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear. God has said it. It shall be done. And there is nothing that any of us can do to prevent it. There is nothing that anyone outside of these walls can do to prevent it. It will happen. And it will happen to each and every one of us. Are you ready? Let's turn to Romans. And that was from Isaiah. But let's turn to Romans. The 14th chapter. Going to start at the 8th verse. For whether we live unto the Lord. And whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and living. But why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, As I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Let us not therefore judge one another any more, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. That's what those girls were singing about. Don't step there, because there is a stumbling block. Turn to Philippians. So that was Paul, and here's Paul again. Well, just a minute. Sorry. The 5th verse of the 2nd chapter of Philippians. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Have we humbled ourselves? Have we been obedient? Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. And that's what he expects us to do. Humble ourselves, be obedient unto death, labor for him, and not in vain, but labor that we shall bring forth his light unto the world. The world that we're in right now, we're in it, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. That's where we are. And he expects us to go out and shine that light, to work for him, to bow before him, not them, but him. He commands it. He demands it. The work. Turn to John, the 6th chapter. Starting at the 26th verse. And this is Jesus Christ. Jesus answered them and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me, not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed." Then said they unto him, "What shall we do that we might work the works of God?" Jesus answered and said unto them, "This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent." Turn to the 14th chapter of John. Starting at the first verse. "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know." Thomas saith unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him." The way. the path. The path that he has commanded us to walk on. To proclaim unto the world that he is Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, King of all heaven and earth. Are you ready? Do you do this? Have you done this? And are you willing to do this unto death? If you are not, there will be an eternal death for you. In Matthew, this is one that everybody knows, the third chapter, this is a man that was doing just that all the way up until his death. Third chapter of Matthew, first verse. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." Don't put a stumbling block in the way. Don't do that so that you won't have a little group of children come up and sing a song about you, telling the rest of the world, don't step there. But prepare the way of the Lord. Do what he said. Obey him. And fear him. Remember who he is. He commands everything in heaven and in earth. And we are nothing before him except that he has created us to bring him joy. And when you were a little kid and you were making things to play with, if you ever played with Tinker Toys or Legos or an Erector set, or sometimes we just played with sticks, rocks, and canning lids. But we played and we made things. And if we didn't like the way it turned out when we got done making it, we would take it apart and do it different. Make it better. We are the things that he has made. And if he's not happy with us, he will destroy us. The path, Jesus Christ, the Word, the truth, the life. The next dream that I'm going to share with you, many of you have heard before. It was either December of 2003 or December of 2004 that I was asleep in my bed. And I had this dream. And in this dream, I'm standing on a path. And this path runs straight along the side of a mountain. And then it goes through another part of the mountain. And it runs as far as you can see. Just like that road that I was on with my wife and my children. Except it was only about 3 feet wide. And on the path, one right after the other, were leather skins. And I was standing on one, and I was looking around, and as I was looking around, I saw on the edge of the path a cliff on my right side. On the left side was the mountain, and I looked at the edge of the cliff, and on the edge you could see a white sheet hanging all the way down this cliff. Hundreds and hundreds of feet down, and it disappeared into a mist at the bottom. And I was looking at it, and the mist was swirling around, and I'm looking down, and I see coming out of the mist people, and they're walking up this sheet. And as they're walking up this sheet, they're glancing back and forth like this as they're walking. And they're going straight up the sheet, walking straight out from it, just going up like this and looking at their feet. And they get to the top of the sheet, to the path where I'm standing. And they look at me, and they look at the path, and they see all of these leather skins laid out, and they look at me again, and then they look down at my feet. And they see that the piece of leather that I'm standing on is torn, is full of holes, is rumpled, is not laying flat. And I look down at it. And then I look at them, and they look me right in the eye. And they shake their head. And they turn around, and they walk back down the cliff, back into the mist, and disappear. And immediately I heard a voice behind me, and it said, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord. The Lord is coming. Prepare ye the way of the Lord." And I looked down at my feet again, and I knew God was coming. I knew that Jesus Christ was coming. And I dropped down onto my knees, and I'm looking at this, and I realize that this piece of leather that I'm standing on belongs to me. It's mine. And I'm trying to fix it, and I can't. I cannot get this to lay down. I cannot get the holes to cover up. And again, I heard the voice right behind me. And it said, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord. The Lord is coming." And I knew that he was right there. And I knew that he was going to step over me. Just like in the song, "Don't step there." Because I was a stumbling block. I had created a mess. Then I woke up. And I woke up crying and scared and shaking. Because I knew that I was wrong. I knew that I was a liar. I knew that I'd been a hypocrite. And I saw in my mind again the dream. And as I was looking at it in my mind, it all turned to where I was not on the path, but I was out over the edge of the cliff, looking back at myself and the cliff and the mountain and all of it. And I could see that I was actually standing on a book. I was standing on God's word. I was standing on Jesus Christ's life, his testimony, his path. And I was standing there declaring to the world that I was a Christian. That I was holy. But I wasn't. I was a stumbling block on that path. And I was going to cause people to trip. I was already causing people to turn back into the darkness when they would come and see me proclaiming Christianity. And yet seeing that I was a hypocrite and a liar and turning them away from God. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. We will do it. Whether we believe it or not. Whether we truly are Christians or whether we're just stumbling blocks. There is no way around it. It's going to happen. When are we going to start? When are we going to quit being stumbling blocks? When are we going to make his paths straight so that the rest of the world will understand and declare that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, along with us? Turn to Mosiah, chapter 11. This is on page 288 in the Book of Mormon. It's chapter 11 of Mosiah, starting at the 185th verse. And this is the fourth time it will be read this morning. And it came to pass, after they had fasted and prayed for the space of 2 days and two nights, the limbs of Alma received their strength, and he stood up and began to speak unto them, bidding them to be of good comfort. For, said he, I have repented of my sins and have been redeemed of the Lord. Behold, I am born of the Spirit. And the Lord said unto me, Marvel not that all mankind, yea, men and women, all nations, kindreds, tongues, and people must be born again. Yea, born of God, changed from their carnal and fallen state to a state of righteousness, being redeemed of God, becoming his sons and daughters, and thus they become new creatures. And unless they do this, they can in no wise inherit the kingdom of God. I say unto you, unless this be the case, they must be cast off. And this I know, because I was like to be cast off. Nevertheless, after waiting through much tribulation, repenting nigh unto death, the Lord in mercy hath seen fit to snatch me out of an everlasting burning, and I am born of God. My soul hath been redeemed from the gall of bitterness and bonds of iniquity. I was in the darkest abyss, but now I behold the marvelous light of God. My soul was racked with eternal torment, but I am snatched, and my soul is pained no more. I rejected my Redeemer and denied that which had been spoken of by our fathers. But now that they may foresee that he will come, and that he remembereth every creature of his creating, he will make himself manifest unto all. Yea, every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess before him. Yea, even at the last day, when all men shall stand to be judged of him, then shall they confess that he is God. Then shall they confess, who live without God in the world, that the judgment of an everlasting punishment is just upon them. And they shall quake and tremble and shrink beneath the glance of his all-searching eye. Do not wait until that day. If you have to, pray and ask God to give you that fear now. Because having it now is awful. But having it at that day will be the worst thing you can ever do. Ask for the fear now. Ask him to help you to understand what it is he wants you to do. How he wants you to act. This path that he's talking about is right here. This is the path. His holy word. It's in both of these books. That's the path that he expects all of us to follow. Every day. Because we don't know what day we're going to stand before him, but we do know of a surety that we will. And we have to be ready. And if it's not going to be today or tomorrow, then today and tomorrow need to go out into the world and do what he said. Let his light shine forth from you. Be the kind of person that it says in these books. Obedient unto death in all things that you do. And remember to confess who he is to everyone that you meet. Thank you.